In this episode, you'll learn how the worst podcasts in your niche, your neighbors, your competitors are accidentally outgrowing you because they stumbled upon this strange growth principle.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, my name is Anthony Neri.
I'm Tyga O'Shea.
So Ty, before we dive into this very, very, very strange growth principle that, again, our competitors and some people's competitors are using to outgrow their shows.
And they don't even know about it.
They don't even know about it, right? I think it's best by starting off with this, a little quick story, right?
Okay.
So back in the day, there's a professor, a marketing genius, and his name was Gary Halbert, right? And he was a marketing professor and was speaking to his students at one of his conferences, again, hosting a webinar, a seminar. And he just asked them a very simple yet profound question. Now, this principle that he shared within this story holds massive weight and volume to your podcast growth and strategy.
Whoa, my mouth is watering.
Right? So the thing is, this principle, if you ignore it as a podcaster, it guarantees slow podcast growth no matter how hard you try.
Low engagement, even though you produce very valuable content.
And no matter if you get high profile guests or even do solo shows, they'll always fall flat and actually sometimes repel new listeners. So what exactly was this question? Well, very simple. He just asked his audience, the spectators, you could say, if you were opening a hamburger stand, what's the one thing you would do if you wanted to guarantee its success?
Oh, I know.
Go on, Ty. What is it?
Make the juiciest burger.
Okay. Not quite right. But what else could it be?
The lowest prices.
Lowest prices. Okay. And why the lowest prices?
Well, if it's low, then everyone can buy it.
Okay, not quite. What else could it be?
Okay, the best marketing. Make it something new.
Why is that?
To stand out, obviously.
Interesting.
Do you even market, bro?
So look, Tyga, no, it's not the best tasting burgers. And no, it's not the lowest price. And no, it's not effective advertising or marketing. Well, what else could it be, Tyga?
The best location?
Interesting. So Tyga, no.
So if it's not the taste, it's not the prices, it's not the way it's sold, and it's not even the location of the burger stand, then what is it?
So Gary looks at the students, and of course, they've all said all these suggestions, like Tyga just mentioned, and he looks at them and says, look, guys, honestly, none of those things are really that important. The most important thing, if you want to guarantee that this burger business, this hamburger business takes off, is you need a starving crowd. Because no matter how good your burgers are, no matter how low your prices are, no matter how great the location and your marketing and advertising is, if there's no demand for what you're selling, it will never succeed. But if you have a starving crowd, it doesn't matter how crap your burger is. If you have a starving crowd, you always sell out.
So maybe you're already piecing the pieces together, and maybe you're just wondering, actually, how does this even tie into to growing the podcast? Well, obviously, this story really nails down the power and the need to have huge demand for what you're selling before everything else, but before the quality, right? And before the price and everything else, like we said.
And look, that relates to, for example, people think it's going to be the high-profile guest, right? People think it's going to be, oh, it needs to be an in-person podcast or a video podcast.
People think it's going to be the most amazing editing.
Or the best social media marketing.
But it's none of those things. I mean, they can help and they can add or take away from what is. But what is simply is, do people want this thing and how much do they want it?
And that's why you might see a lot of commentator podcasts or people doing commentary on popular stuff going on the news, which is in high demand. Their shows tend to take off. That's why you see so many of the competitors, sometimes their show just blow up because they're covering topics in demand.
And this is why a few years ago, even the worst awful podcasts about crypto were probably getting thousands of listens a day. Or keto a couple
of
years back.
That's so true, yeah.
Right? And this is why probably the first McDonald's in a town that doesn't have one within 10 miles is just going to be full, even if the people that work there like swear at the customers.
100%. And it's all, again, because of starving crowd. Now, again, when it comes to podcasting specifically, this can be the need for your podcast itself. Are you solving a painful problem? Are people hungry? Do you have the deep desire to actually solve their problem? But it could also be, and what we see this more frequently, is people sticking with a normal content strategy.
Normal content strategy.
Normal content strategy. Ew.
Ew, that sounds dangerous.
So what is a normal content strategy, Ty? What does that look like? You know, most podcasters who are from a normal content strategy, what does this look like?
Well, number one, and I think this is probably 3 for 3 episodes that I've picked on this, but relying solely on guests.
Haven't heard that one before.
I'm sorry, if you have guests, I'm sorry. Like, we have them as well. They're not all bad, but it does lead to a normal content strategy that is doomed for mediocrity if you're just relying on guests and hoping they'll bring in new listeners. Another one, and this happens even if you do solo episodes, is just guessing, just going in and recording just based on what you feel like and what you feel will be useful, but without a true grounding for that, without actually basing it in real demand.
Without doing proper audience research of what your audience actually want. And again, this lack of content market fit, which is what we call it, content market fit, meaning your content matches the demand of the market. You're trying to essentially force topics down your listeners' throat. Like, we have these ideas of what we think is going to be hot and trending, but I can't tell you the amount of times we have all these topics I think is going to be hot and good because we speak to a client or was in our community and this and that. When in actuality, again, you're still guessing if you haven't done proper research. It's still guesswork. And this only leads to slower growth, lower engagement, and new listeners who discover your show. Let's say they love one episode, but you don't have a robust content strategy. Why would they keep listening when the other episodes aren't relevant to them?
Yeah, big symptom here is if you have growth that is kind of up and down, kind of fluctuating, it's not because new people aren't finding the show, it's because they're finding it, but it's very hit and miss whether they stay, and they might listen to one episode and then dip, or they might listen to one, actually really like it, but then the next 3 weeks doesn't really appeal to them, and then they just listen to like 2 episodes a month or 2 episodes a year.
And when it's not highly relevant, again, we want to grow, engage our audience, we want to make impact, and we want to make money, right?
Yep.
And for us to make money with our podcast, our listeners, our audience need to take a call to action. They need to take that next step. But if our content strategy isn't relevant to them, why the hell would they take the next step to build a relationship with you? Like, it's such an easy one to miss, isn't it, right?
Okay, so we've got it. So we need to sell to a starving crowd, whether that's hamburgers, and if we've got a podcast, then we need to make sure the specific topic of every episode, not just, oh, my podcast is about business, but the specific thing you're talking about in every episode, one after another, is the thing that listeners, new listeners and current listeners, want the most at that current time.
Absolutely.
How the hell do we do that?
We do that, Tig, through a specific strategy. We do that. We apply the starving crowd principle in our version, which is a demand-based
content strategy.
I say this to Tug every time whenever we do these sessions and we say things together, it never comes out well. So I do apologize if it doesn't come out great, but
I'll keep trying every time.
That's it. So we do this again, a demand-based content strategy to attract, engage, and more importantly, retain new listeners. And why do we do this? We do actual research. We ask ourselves, where are our audience? Where's the attention in our market? If we're in the podcasting space, again, a London show happened recently, which is a show in London, a conference. We made an episode referencing a story because again, it was relevant. We knew there was going to be tons and tons of people talking about the London show. And that's using demand-based content strategy. For you, it might be asking yourself, okay, who are the top authority figures in my industry right now? If it's in investing, if it's in health and fitness, if it's in alternative health, if it's in spirituality, who are the top authorities? Follow them, look at their Instagram, their Twitter, and ask yourself, what topics do they talk about that always get the most amount of engagement? What topics are most relevant to their audience? Because if there's an overlap where they talk about this one topic, but no one really cares, but they talk about this other topic and everyone just goes crazy, there's a frenzy in the comment section, what does that tell you, Tig?
Well, it's just what they want. And we can try and pretend it's not. And we can try and think, okay, yeah, but I think it's overdone or it's too popular or I'm going to try something different. But all this leads to is, again, we're just back where we are. And we're trying to force, this analogy you've given before, trying to force vegetables down the listeners' throats. When if actually what they want is hamburgers, then you can put your own spin on the hamburger, but just give them a hamburger. And that means if there's certain buzzwords within your niche, for example, narcissist, it's a word we've seen a lot. We've seen some of our clients have massive growth from it. We know it's been talked about a lot. It's a polarizing word. You know, we've all got opinions on how that should be used. Is there irony, this, that, or the other? But doesn't matter. If that's the thing people are searching for the most and the buzzword and what people want the most, the listeners honestly don't care if you disagree or agree or if you think it should be worded differently or this or that or the other. just use it and then give your own take on what that means, or maybe why that's a bad word to use. But the point is, you still need to attract people with that if you want to actually feed the starving crowd.
That's so vital, Ty, because I think a lot of people hear this and think, oh, Ty, Anthony, you guys want us to sell our souls to the content devil?
Oh, for sure.
You want us to cover content that we don't actually want to cover?
Oh, it doesn't feel aligned.
You want us to trend hot because I don't believe in that. I'm not going to buy into this. Look, guys, we've got to play the game. Like, you've got to play the game and have a bit of fun with it. Like,
and again, and the good thing is you can do it without selling out. Like, you can have the best of both worlds. There's a difference. There's a perfect and very doable balance between front-end marketing that feeds the starving crowd and hits people where they're at.
Narcissism.
And still having true content, and if you don't believe, for example, in using that term, or you just think it's a loaded word, still getting that across in your content and giving a very fair, different take on it.
You give them the bait, you get them in, and then you give them what your actual thoughts are, and at least provide a different perspective. Because again, that's still the whole point, to engage your audience, to attract the people into reach. If they're searching it, use it.
All without actually being clickbait. That was the last piece of where I was going. There's the balance between bringing in with people with what they're looking for, giving them what you want to give them, and there's still a fine balance of doing that without there being a mismatch, like with it still being on topic and it not being misleading or clickbait or anything like that.
So to round things up, to recap, having a normal content strategy is like opening a hamburger stand in a location with a small and indifferent crowd. You're hoping your content will attract the attention and keep the attention in, but the demand isn't guaranteed.
Whereas a demand-based content strategy is like setting up your stand in the middle of the starving crowd. You're creating content around topics your audience are already craving, and you're wording it how they're looking for it, so they're not going to mistake your hamburger stand for a removals van.
But the point here is you ensure that the content is relevant, it's engaging, it's highly demanded, and all this leads to faster growth, higher engagement, and again, a stronger audience loyalty. So for you, again, simple things. For authority figures in your space, ask yourself, what topics do they talk about that's highly trending? Look in the news and industry and cover that when it's relevant in your podcast content. Look on YouTube channels and see what are the popular videos of, again, authority figures in your spaces. And keep probing within your industry. Be in the industry and identify these trending topics or these high demand topics. And use that and leverage it to grow your podcast.
Remember, the starving crowd doesn't care about you before they eat the hamburger. They just want the hamburger. However, when they're eating the hamburger, then they will care about you.
That felt so nice. Then they will care about you. But look, that's it. And that is how terrible podcasts are accidentally outgrowing you using a strange principle, because they understand this principle that you might have been skipping over.
And sometimes they actually don't. They just stumble upon it and get, I don't want to say lucky, but it's power to them. They stumble upon it and something great happens. But people are harnessing this and outgrowing with you without even knowing what they're doing. So imagine what you can do if you use this intentionally.
And look, if you haven't already, be sure to go down to the show notes and grab your free copy of our best-selling book, Podcast Marketing, or typing www.getmorelisteners.com/book. And of course, what you'll also get is a totally personalized mini show audit. So again, that's completely personalized to you and your podcast. Yes, like I've said 1,000 times, this is absolutely 100% a bribe and a way to get you into our world and what we do.